Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 17, text number 34. Saha Vai Bhavan Atma Vinirmitam Jagat Bhuta Indriya Antahkarana Atmakam Vibho Hastapaishyan Aja Mam Rasatalat Abhyuchahara Ambasaha Adi Sukaraha Savai Bhavan Atma Nirvitam Jagat Utendriyanta Karanat Makam Vibho Sanstapaishyan Ajaman Rasatalat Abhyuchaharam Basa Adi Sukaraha Savai Bhavan Atma Vinirmitam Jagat Utendriyanta Karanat Makam Vibho Sanstapaishyan Ajaman Rasatalat Abhyuchaharam Basa Adi Sukaraha Savai Bhavan Atma Vinirmitam Jagat Utendriyanta Karanat Makam Vibho Sanstapaishyan Ajaman Rasatalat Abhyuchaharam Basa Adi Sukaraha Saha
He
Vai Certainly Bhavan Yourself Atma By Yourself Vinirmitam, manufactured. Jagat, this world. Bhuta, the physical elements. Indriya, senses. Antahkarana, mind, heart. Atmakam, consisting of. Vibho, O Lord. Sanstapaisham, maintaining. Aja, O unborn. Mam, me. Rasatalat, from the plutonic region. Abhyujahara, took out. Ambasaha, from the water. Adi, original. Sukaraha, the boar. Translation. My dear Lord, you are always unborn. Once in the form of original boar, you rescued me from the waters in the bottom of universe. Through your own energy, you created all the physical elements, the senses and the heart, for the maintenance of the world. Purport. This refers to the time when Lord Krishna appeared as the supreme boar, Varaha, and rescued the earth, which had been merged in water. The Asura Hiranyaksha had dislocated the earth from its orbit and thrown it beneath the waters of the Garbhodaka ocean. Then the Lord, in the shape of the original boar, rescued the earth. You also continue with text 35, who is related to this verse 34, so I just read also this verse, text 35. Apanu paste mayinavi avastita prajabhavan adhya rirat shishu kila Savira Murti Samabhut Dara Daro Yomam Bayasi Ugra Sharo Jigana Sarsi. Translation. My dear Lord, in this way you once protected me by rescuing me from the water, and consequently your name has been famous as Dharada, he who holds the planet Earth. Yet at the present moment, in the form of a great hero, you are about to kill me with sharpened arrows. I am, however, just like a boat on the water, keeping everything afloat. The Lord is known as Dharadhara, meaning he who keeps the planet Earth on his task as the boar incarnation. Thus the planet Earth, in the shape of a cow, is accounting the contradictory acts of the Lord. Although he once saved the Earth, he now wants to upset the Earth, which is like a boat on water. No one can understand the activities of the Lord. Due to a poor fund of knowledge, human beings sometimes think the Lord's activities contradictory. Navai bhavanatma vinirmitam jagat putendriyanta karanatma kambibo sanstapaishyan ajamam rasatalan abhyujaharam basa adi sukaraha. My dear Lord, you are always unborn. Once in the form of original boar, you rescued me from the waters in the bottom of the universe. Through your own energy, you created all the physical elements, the senses and the heart, for the maintenance of the world. My dear Lord, in this way, you once protected me by rescuing me from the water, and consequently your name has been famous as Dharadhara, he who holds the planet Earth. Yet at the present moment, in the form of a great hero, you are about to kill me with sharpened arrows. I am, however, just like a boat on the water, keeping everything afloat. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitanena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhaktivedanta Swami Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deva Gauravani Pracharina Nirvishesha Shinvara Prasvati Shatarina. So in these verses we can hear like how Mother Earth is in the shape of the cow and is standing in front of from Maharaj Prithu, and she's trembling and she's afraid that Maharaj Prithu is going to kill her. And she's like, what are you doing? I was thinking you are my friend, and now you are standing in front of me with this like arrows. It is like Ugra Sharaha, sharpened arrows. So I was thinking we are friends, and now you want to kill me? What kind of friend you are? And she also continues, she also mentioned in this verse, that in the second verse, that Dhara, the protector of the planet Earth, and also Veera Murti, great hero. So Mother Earth is also like Dhara. She is keeping everything afloat. But Krishna, it's like one of his form, like Prithu Maharaj, is Dharadhara. He is keeping, that what is keeping, you know, like Dharadhara. And also, she remember nice pastimes what happened previous, when Krishna in the form of boar, supreme boar, save her from the bottom of Garbhodaka ocean. Srila Prabhupada mentioning from the plutonic region. Adi Sukaraha, the Supreme Lord. So, all, most probably in all past times, Varadeva, I was fighting with this Kumbhava, with Hiranyaksha. And it was like very significant for Mother Earth to remember, hey, you should protect it and maintain. You should not kill me. It is not your duty. Your duty should be protecting and maintaining me. Why do you want to kill me? So that's, she like put in front of his, hey, you just came before like a supreme board, you saved me. And that's what should be your like activity. What you should do, you should protect. But now you came in front of me and you want to kill me? And something she cannot understand, she cannot relate to this pastimes. So you can see also in the previous chapters, in chapter 14, it is mentioned that when Maharaj or King was established like King Vena, and King Vena, he stopped all sacrifices. All twice born Brahmanas were forbidden to perform any sacrifice, and they were also forbidden to give charity, to offer clarified butter. Thus King Vena sounded kettle drums through the countryside. In other words, he stopped all kinds of religious rituals. Therefore, all the great sages assembled together and after observing cruel Vena's atrocities, concluded that a great danger and catastrophe was approaching the people of the world. Thus, out of compassion, they began to talk amongst themselves for themselves at the performance of the sacrifices. So, you can see that whenever is like some situation, it's like chaotic situation, Supreme Lord appeared and like re-established these religious principles. And in this Leela of Ritu Maharaj and King Vena, he want himself put in the throne. He want to be like Supreme Lord. I want to be Supreme and you should worship me, not Supreme Lord. You can see also, that's why Maharaj Pritu appeared and like re-established this sacrifice. And also when the pastimes of Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha appeared. It's like the same. Mother Earth was in trouble and Lord Varaha appeared to again maintain protective Mother Earth. So in this modern society, we can see like people, they don't want to think about Supreme. They don't want to put like Krishna as the as their protector and those person who maintains them. They want to put themselves in this position. But we can see that Vedas or scriptures are eternal. It's nothing that's just appeared from nothing. Like the scientists, they are like saying these planets and all this universe is just it was created from nothing. It just happened. It's a philosophy which is really for foolish, for for foolish people. It's like the same if I will say, you know, this Rolex watch, very, very detailed. All this consisting of very detailed parts. And it's the same if I say, like, these different parts of this watch, somehow they become Rolex watch by time. And just take some time, and these small parts just become this Rolex watch. And it's what is more strange, that in this academic field, in these universities, they approve that, yeah, it's true. And they even, like, they count how many years does it take if they will put into the, like, ball, and if they will roll this ball, how many years does it take to make the perfect watch? It's really strange. And it was like about like 4 million years, something like that. So after 4 million years, you will see this perfect watch. So who can believe this? Who can trust in this, like, such kind of philosophy? And we can see that, like, we have different manual for different things. Like, for example, we have computer. And for computer, we have some, like, manual how you can use this computer, or whatever we're using in, like, daily life. So for everything, we have some, like, manual how we should use this in service. And also for this universe, which is, like, a very complicated mechanism, we have also manual. And this manual for this universe is Vedas. And these Vedas are coming from Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we have also manual for this universe, how it should be in balanced way, in harmonic way. And we can see when this harmony is not working, then sacrifice is not done. And all these steps followed by that. That's why citizens come in front of Prithu Maharaj, skinny citizens, and they said, "We are hungry. Mother Earth, she is not giving any grains. Please help us. You should protect us. You should arrange that you are king. You should somehow arrange." So that's why Prithu Maharaj started to be angry. "Hey, why you are not giving any grains?" And then later on, Mother Earth will explain why this happened. It's connected with, like, Vena, and he's like, he was, like, very sinful, and he stopped all these sacrifices. So we should depend on Krishna and surrender to Krishna. Nowadays we want to surrender to so many things around. There's definitely, like, you say, like, let's go back home, back to Godhead. But materialistic society, they are leading back to more like doghead. It's like not dog or God consciousness, it's more dog consciousness. And we can laugh on that, but it's actually a very sad situation, a very, like, it's not a very happy situation that we are in such a condition that our dharma is should be somewhere else. And it's also connected with this what this Mother Earth has called Dara. Dara. or in the verse is like Dhara Taro. Dharani. 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 So it is like Dharma. Sarva Dharman Parityaja. It's the supreme Dharma. Surrender to Krishna. It's the real position of the living entity to serve Krishna. And in Bhagavad Gita, in third chapter, Krishna is saying that in verse number 14, Anad Bhavanti Bhutani Vajanya Dana Sambhava Yagnyat Bhavati Pajanyo Yagnyat Karma Sambhutava. All living bodies subsist on food grains which are produced from rains. Rains are produced by performance of Yagya, and Yagya is born of prescribed duties. So we can see that living beings need grains. Grains are coming from rain. Rain is coming from sacrifice. Sacrifice is like coming from prescribed duties. Prescribed duties are given by Vedas, and Vedas are given by Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is this harmonic chain. It should lead to nice society and everybody is satisfied and everything is working. If this is like broken, some part of this chain is broken, it's not working properly. Something is missing on this line. And we can see in this example, like when sacrifice is not done, there cannot be any grains. And that's why Mother Earth like was, she stopped that. And in this age, we have like very strong yagya. And it is Sankirtan yagya, giving life Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so they appear in many forms, like Dvaraha, Britu Maharaj, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this age. It's like quite, it was not so far away from, like, it was only 500 years ago. And he knew this process of Sankirtan Yaga, his sacrifice for this age. So if we want to, like, be in harmony, we want to, like, be in this chain, we should be also engaged in Sankirtan Yaga. When Srila Prabhupada came to USA, they asked him in the airport, like, Srila Prabhupada, why you came? Why have you came to US? Why have you come to America? Srila Prabhupada replied, I have came here to give you a brain. Because you are a headless society. I have come to here to give you brain. And that was all ISKCON movement or Hare Krishna movement is like to establish Brahmanic society. To society with head. You can see like nowadays we even cannot say it's like there is no height, there is no legs, there is only like Prabhupada mentioned it's like mostly Shudras and Vaishyas. And some parts is missing and it's the head. And it's like some of the main things what Brahma should do is like study and teach others to understand this scriptures, these Vedas. What we should do, what is our position in this material world. And that way we can remove these material coverings. And it's possible for everyone. It's not just for some special group. No, it's for everyone. It's up to us what we will choose, which direction. When we came here every day going on Harinam, and one day I approached one girl with books, and she was very happy. I was like, oh, I'm interested in reincarnation, it's very nice. And it came to a moment when she wanted to buy a book, but she has only 50 bucks. And I was like, oh, sorry, I don't have for change. But she was really like, oh, I would like to take book. Okay. So take the book with you. And next time when you see a monk like me, monk from Hare Krishna, you can give some donation. And she was very happy. And later on, maybe 2 days after that, we were on Sankyota beach, again on Harinam. And in one moment, someone ran to me very enthusiastically. I said, oh, who is this person? And it was again this girl from the city. Hey, do you remember me? Do you remember me? I took the book. I started to read the book. And it's amazing. It's amazing. All my answers, what I have in my handbags, answered. Thank you very much. I said, yeah, thank you, Srila Prabhupada, very much for these amazing books, for these amazing Vedas, for amazing scriptures, which again like re-establish our like position and give us like some manual what we should do here. What we should do here. And at the same time we should be grateful for this process that was given to us. There's also one story of one man who was walking in dark forest, and he knew that, oh, I will die here. It's no way, I cannot go out of this forest. And suddenly, a white elephant appeared there. So, white elephant, what is doing here? Maybe he can help me. Let's ask him, please, can you show me the way out of the forest? Yeah, sure. Just jump on me. And he led him out of the forest and showed him, this is the way to the city. You can go to the city. I said, oh, thank you very much. So man followed to the city, and when he entered the city, he saw many shops. And one of the shops was like a jewelry shop, shop with jewelers. And he was so attracted, so he went inside and asked, like, what is the most valuable things in your shop, most valuable jewelry? And he said, ivory. Ivory is the most valuable things here. But not like some ivory. It's like ivory from the white elephant. And he said, oh, really? White elephant? I just recently met one. And he's thinking, oh, maybe I should get back and get a little bit of this ivory from this white elephant. So he decided to go back to the forest to meet this white elephant and ask him for a little of this ivory. And elephant, yeah, sure, you can take a little part of that. So he took a little bit part of that and went back to the city and he became rich. And then he started to think again, like, why I didn't take more? I should take more. Why I take only like small part of that ivory? There's so many remain. I should take more. So he went back again, like, and asked the fellow elephant, can I take more? And elephant, yeah, you can take more, no problem. So he started to cut and take more and more, and it's like, there's still some remains. So he started to dig it, and there's a lot of blood, and the elephant was screaming, and he just continued and take everything. Nothing remained there. So greedy. so greedy, like more and more and more. And the moment when he was back to the city, the Mother Earth opened and he fell down. Because when we are ungrateful, even Mother Earth, she cannot, like, cannot, we cannot stand on Mother Earth, and we're so ungrateful. So that's all the time thinking, we should be so grateful to Srila Prabhupada for this process of Krishna consciousness, for this movement, that we can be engaged in process, so easy process, chanting, dancing, and sharing with others this unique knowledge. And that's why we can be happy. Otherwise, it's like, yeah, it's only about engaging our senses in sense enjoyment. And this material society is not offer anything like many higher values. It's all around like how you can enjoy more and more. Take more and more. It's not enough. You should take more and more and more. But it's never ending. It's like a circle. We just become in a circle. And then it's like really when somebody is walking frustrated. And then some Hare Krishna monks appear on the scene. Oh, it looks happy. They're chanting and dancing. And we should do. And in the early beginning of the movement, all devotees were on the street. All devotees. And especially during December, during marathon, and everybody tried to please Srila Prabhupada distributing books. Everyone tried to please Srila Prabhupada. And spend there like many, many hours. So we have also nice opportunity. Every one of us. Go there on the street. It's a temple on the street. And distribute some books, distribute some holy name, distribute some prasad. There's so many opportunities how we can be engaged in the service. And especially association of devotees who have taste for this yajna, for this Sankirtan yajna. We should associate with them as much as possible and take a little bit of this nectar, this sweet nectar. And once when we taste this nectar, we will never, never again want to like go back. It's like when we relish prasada, and when we taste something which is very good, and it's like, oh, I want, what is this item? I want, like, how? How it's possible? And see, like, yeah, Krishna touch is like, then it's like become real, like prasada. It's like a special mercy. And we should depend on this mercy. We should surrender to Krishna and depend on His mercy. If we're thinking that we should depend on ourselves, when we compare our brain and we look on this Supreme Personality of Godhead, you can choose which direction you want to go. Are you a small, teeny brain? Or brain who's created this whole mechanism of universe? We can choose. It's again up to us. So I'm very thankful to all of you this morning for lecture, and please, if it's possible for you, go out of the, on the streets and try to distribute some books. Even if you cannot distribute books, you can maybe help to those who are distributing books or whatever activity, some will be engaged there. you very much. If you have some question and comments. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.